This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, October 13th. God's word to you today is surplus. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 7, verses 7 to 8, and it says, "Keep on asking, and you receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." God specializes in surplus, and this is consistent with scriptures. Number one, surplus provision. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8 says, "And God will generously provide all that you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." The Voice translation puts it this way: God is ready to overwhelm you with more blessings than you can ever imagine, so that you'll always be taken care of in every way and you'll have more than enough to share. You will always have plenty and more than enough to share with the people in your life. Number two, surplus joy, peace, and hope. Romans 15 verse 13 says, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." The Voice translation puts it this way: "I hope that God, the source of all hope, will infuse your lives with an abundance of joy and peace in the midst of your faith, so that your hope will overflow through the power of the Holy Spirit." Number three, God's trademark is surplus. Ephesians 3 verse 20 says, "Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power, to work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." God can do and will do infinitely more than you can ask or think or imagine. Beginning from today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there will be no lack in your life. This seemingly unending state of just getting by will come to an end in Jesus' name. Amen. Everything you ask God for today, He will give you infinitely more. However, there are some things that God should not give you infinitely more of. If you ask for one, He will give you one, and it will be infinitely better. If you ask for a wife, God will not give you two. So please do not start expecting two wives. God will give you one wife with infinite abilities. Amen. I declare that you will not lack anymore in Jesus' name. Amen. Note that there are three times that God will not supply. The first time that God will not supply is when it is time to go home. The Bible tells us that Elisha was deathly ill. When it is time to go home, God will not supply healing. We will pick up from here in tomorrow's devotional. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. For the Lord is good, 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 and His mercies endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and His mercies endureth forever. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.